Can you hear the crowd? They're so excited. They're going crazy for me out there. It is almost scary to think I have to go out there and... Yeah, it is me. What can I do for you, my precious little fan? I'm standing in the way? What? Oh, you're trying to clean this hallway? So you didn't want to ask me for an autograph or some weirder shit? Wait, did you just say, who even are you? Oh my, that sounds interesting. Hey, I think I'm gonna chat with him for a bit longer. You can go ahead and do whatever you wanna do. So, you really don't know who I am, huh? That is cool. It really is. You know, I think you're the first guy in forever that didn't lose his ability to speak like a normal human being around me. I like that. It doesn't really matter who I am, right? So let's just keep it that way. It could be fun, yeah? You have to work? Nah, you don't. Your boss will be mad if he sees you slacking? I wouldn't be so sure about that. Let me handle it. Being the center of attention comes with some perks, you see. Like? Well, I can basically do what I want. Sure, there are rules, managers and stuff try to make me live life how they want me to, but it's not too bad. I have never looked more beautiful in my entire life. Like, hello? Take a look. I am stunning. Wait, you actually can stop looking again? I don't care what I said earlier. Just stop. It's embarrassing. Yes, I'm used to dudes ogling over me, but they normally have a distance between them and me, and their way of doing it is different? I don't know. You just seem to look at me without the thirst and all that nasty stuff. You do think I look cute? I guess I do have to look cute for my job. I got albums to sell, concerts to sell out. It's a lot. Is there something else I want to talk about? Are you trying to cut the conversation? So you really are not interested in me? Well, yeah, you're at work and such, but... Sorry, this is just baffling to me. Do you still not get that this is a rare occurrence? We could not meet ever again, and you just want to keep working right now? No, I don't care about my own status too much. And what do you mean this is not a rare occurrence? Like, how are we going to meet again anytime soon? it is not like there will be a concert in this area twice this tour. Oh, damn. Yeah, I'm in the band. Whatever, I'm the lead singer, okay? Do you get now why this is a rare occurrence? I'll leave this city before the sun rises tomorrow. So give me some attention, goddammit. It is nice to talk to you, okay? Because you don't treat me like some princess or a goddess or whatnot. Like, if you were like the guys in the crowd, you would be licking the ground I am standing on right now. And I hate it. I haven't had a dude just talking to me casually in forever. But you seem so not interested. It's kind of upsetting to me. You just said it doesn't have to be a rare occurrence, but it is one. You're making no sense at all. Oh, right. Phones are a thing. Wait, so are you asking for my phone number? I'm the one who wants the attention? Nah, I see how it is. Good sir, may I please ask for your phone number? With pleasure, I would receive it. You're fun to talk to, you know? The ladies of this town must be head over heels for you. What do you mean they aren't? Is this city not only known for their theme park, but also for the woman off it not having any good taste in men? You can't be serious. Whoa, they are missing out. You are good looking. You have a great smile. You give me a good feeling about myself. Even if we kinda had a weird start to this. And honestly, I hope this doesn't sound weird, but for a dude that works cleaning backstage in a concert, you smell really good. Like, I'm so surprised that you're not surprised about, you know, how I sniffed you or that I would want to sniff you. And God, talking to normal men was easier back when I had experience with it. I'm sorry if I'm weird. Silly? Me? Wait, do you mean this in a good way? What the hell? Don't just smile at me. Tell me. You mean in a good way, right? A good way? You're so mean, teasing me like that. I'm sorry that I can't keep my cool around a cute guy like you. Just like you can keep your cool around a cute girl like me. Yeah, I called you cute. You got a problem with that? Not like I would care. You called me cute out of nowhere, so why should I not be allowed to do that? Oh my, did I get you to break the cool guy attitude? Look at you. Blushing? Oh my, does someone like being called cute? What a cutie you are. Cute, cute, cute. Okay, I'll stop. But just cause you started to hide your face, and I kinda wanna keep looking at it. No, I'm sorry, okay? I just wanted to tease you a bit. Don't go back to work, please. I know. I should also start thinking about getting ready to go out there on stage, but I kind of want to stay here with you. You're a very nice guy. More than nice, actually. And I try to say this without trying to tease you. You seem like a great conversational partner. You don't pull your punches. You know how to tease, but also how to make me feel at ease. It has been so long since I felt like that with a guy. And I might only have said that you were cute earlier, but you are handsome, dude. Like, a real looker. That was why I was so shocked to hear that there is no girl in your life. You know how to talk to ladies to make us feel special. I mean, what? We talked for 10 minutes. And I feel close to you. Yes, I'm blushing. I don't know. I got interested in you because you didn't go crazy for me. You saw me as a normal girl. And for me, that's the best thing that I could have ever asked for. I don't want to be a princess or a goddess or whatever they say about me. I just want to hang out and have some fun, some normality, not being on a pedestal. It might sound dumb, but I love that you don't love me. Don't laugh at me, idiot. Here is a girl telling you she likes you, and you start laughing about it? What did I say? Oh, forget about that. I didn't mean it. No, leave it be. I told you I didn't mean it. Did you just say unlucky? What does that mean? No, you're not allowed to change the topic. What was that supposed to mean? Answer me, you jerk. I can't believe you. I want to know why you said that. You gonna whisper it in my ear? What the? Why are you so weird about it? Can't you just tell me and we're good? Fine. You can whisper it into my ear. Freak. You would be happy if I'm... You are such an idiot. I hate you. Cute? Stop calling me that. If you're not allowed to call me cute, I won't get more kisses? That there's a chance for more? What is that timing? One sec. Yes? Where am I? In the backstage area, of course. Why do you even ask? The time? I will be with you in 2 minutes. I'll hurry. I'm sorry. I seem to have forgotten why I was here in the first place. Thank you for that. I really need to get going, but if you want, after the concert, I should be able to get some time off before we head to the next city. Do you maybe want to hang out? I know it will be kind of late and you might even still be at work, but I really want to spend as much time as possible with you before I need to leave the city. Your shift is over before the concert is? Oh, that is too bad. Going out for a coffee? With me? Yes, please. I will try to disguise myself and we can have a coffee together. Yeah, it's a date then. Oh, time. Okay, but as much as I would fall for you more and more right now, I need to get going. All my fans are waiting for me. Yes, I know what I just said, so shut it and give me a kiss as a goodbye and as a promise that the day will happen. Don't you dare watch my show.